Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana
Yashoda Nandana
Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana Jamuna Kiravana Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana Jamuna Kiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjari Kapijana Vallabha Guru Vadadari
Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivajaka Acharya Stotra Sakta Sri Srimad Divine Grace Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananda Koda Vaishnavinda Ki Iskand Pandya Chai Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Bhagavan Andi All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasad Vibhashim Vibhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Vachanana Nira Vishesha Sunyavaya Kasvatsi Vesata Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. So this morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Birth of Emperor Pritchett. We're continuing text number... We're not continuing text number 34. So, we did this, the first half of this verse yesterday. Today we're following the second half. So we'll chant Sanskrit text number 34. Tena samvritya sambhāro Dharma putra yudhisthira Vajinedas Shavir Pu'ito Vajinedas Shavir Pu'ito Translation and purport by Dvandrishna Prabhupada. By those riches, the king could procure the ingredients for 3 horse sacrifices. Thus the pious King Yudhisthira, who was very fearful after the battle of Kurukshetra, pleased Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. Now I'm taking up the purport where I think it was left off yesterday. If I'm incorrect, please let me know. If Maharaj Yudhisthira is a sinner in his daily discharge of duties and royal administration of state affairs, wherein killing of men and animals is a recognized art, then we can just imagine the amount of sins committed consciously or unconsciously by the untrained population of the Kali Yuga, who have no way to perform sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord. The Bhagavatam says, therefore, that the prime duty of a human being is to satisfy the Supreme Lord by the performance of one's occupational duty. Bhagavatam 1.2.13. Let any man of any place or community, caste or creed, be engaged in any sort of occupational duty, but he must agree to perform sacrifices as it is recommended in the scriptures for the particular place, time, and person. In the Vedic literatures, it is recommended that in Kali Yuga, people engage in glorifying the Lord by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Kirtanadeva Krishna Shiv Mukti Sangam Param Vrajet, by chanting the holy name of Krishna without offense. By doing so, one can be freed from all sins and thus can attain the highest perfection of life and returning home back to Godhead. We have already discussed this more than once in this great literature in different places, especially in the introduction portion by sketching the life of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And still, we are repeating the same with a view to bring about peace and prosperity in society. The Lord declared openly in Bhagavad Gita how he becomes pleased with us, and the same process is practically demonstrated in the life and preaching work of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The perfect process of performing yajna or sacrifice to please the Lord Hari the personality of Godhead, and gets us free from all material existence is to follow the ways of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this dark age of quarrel and dissension. Maharaj Yudhisthira had to collect heaps of gold to secure the paraphernalia for the horse sacrifice yajnas in days of sufficiency. So we can hardly think of such performance of yajnas in these days of insufficiency and complete scarcity of gold. At the present moment, we have heaps of paper and promises that they're being converted into gold by economic development of modern civilization during the administration of President Nixon. They took off the dollar bill, silver certificate, and the words that can be exchanged for economic silver. They took it off the dollar bill during that time. I don't know how Prabhupada knew that, but he's speaking specifically about that in the purport. Interesting. Just suitable, therefore, for the age is a method recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in terms of the Shastra. Such a method requires Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requires no expenditure at all, and yet can award more benefit than other expensive methods of yajna performance. The horse sacrifice yajna or cow sacrifice yajna performed by the Vedic regulations shouldn't be misunderstood as a process of killing animals. On the contrary, animals offered for the yajna were rejuvenated to a new span of life by the transcendental power of chanting the Vedic hymns, which, if chanted properly, are different from what is understood by the common man. The Vedic mantras are all practical, and the proof is rejuvenation of the sacrificed animal. There is no possibility of such methodical chanting of the Vedic hymns by so-called Brahmas or priests of the present age. The untrained descendants of the twice-born families are no more like their forefathers, and thus they are counted amongst the Sudras, or once-born men. The once-born man is unfit to chant the Vedic hymns, and therefore there is no practical utility of chanting the original hymns. And to save them all, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propounded the Sankirtan movement, or yajna, for all practical purposes, and the people of the present age are strongly recommended to follow the sure and recognized path. To the Prabhupada King's Lord. Om Jnana Tamaranda Shaganan Janashiyatana Chakshuru Militam Yamatas Mahashri Yudhavarana. Certainly this is a different age than the Vedic age. Prabhupada, in this section of the purport we just read, emphasizing the Vedic hymns, how they're practical, how they can rejuvenate an animal that's part of a horse sacrifice or a cow sacrifice. Certainly different times and different potencies. But to speak of something we might be able to relate to a little more, and that is the mountain of gold and how that mountain got there. It's not by accident or by chance. Everything is specifically controlled by the Supreme Lord. And when we see the brahmanas who performed the sacrifice and afterwards were gifted gold plates, their attitude was, this is too heavy to carry, so we'll leave it here. Solid gold plates and utensils for the sacrifice. were just left there by the priests. And even the king, what's his name? Maruta. Even the king, Maruta, he thought, well, I've already given this, so I don't want to take it back, and so I don't need it, so let it stay here. So it was a big sacrifice. So much gold was required. So much gold was given in charity. And the mentality of the people was, just leave it here. Where are you going to find that kind of mentality today? I think, and maybe it's been mentioned in this section already, I think that hearing this, some of Prabhupada's disciples questioned him about, where is that gold? Can we go and get it? That's our attitude. Let's just get it. Get it for nothing. But I think Prabhupada's reply was something to the effect that you're not qualified. If you were qualified, then you could get it. Because that gold is placed there for some purpose. Everything has a purpose. The renunciation of the king and the renunciation of the brahmanas exhibited in relation to that gold was actually part of the Lord's will, part of the Lord's purpose, his plan. I'll keep this gold here for the Pandavas when they need it later to perform the sacrifice. The Lord acts in ways which are inconceivable because he's not limited by time and space. He knows what the arrangement is for the future and how to provide for that. Not only for a big sacrifice like this that Maharaj Yudhisthira needed, but for all of us in our individual lives. There's a plan. Everything's laid out. All the facility is given. We just have to have faith in that and accept that's the position of the Lord. The Lord is known as Shira Chora Gopinath. He stole the sweet rice from out of Indipur. The Lord is known as Makkan Chora. So this Chora means thief. The Supreme Lord is a thief. He's a thief for his devotee. He doesn't need... He's the one that makes all the arrangements, provides for our needs. He doesn't need yet to enjoy some humor of exchange with his devotees. He becomes a thief. Chora, Makkan Chora, Shira Chora Gopinath. Stealing on behalf of his devotee. Making arrangements on behalf of his devotee. So this is the Supreme Lord that we worship. Supreme Lord means that, as I said, he makes all arrangements for us. Now, it's not that we have no responsibility. He makes arrangements for us even before we take our birth in this world. Everything is planned out. But we have some obligation. He provides, we're obligated, and by working together like that, all the necessities of life are made, and we can be happy, as described in the purport here today. If we perform this yajna or sacrifice for the Supreme Lord, then all good things will come. All needed things will come. So what is that sacrifice? That's also as described in the purport today, according to time, place, person, and country. And according to each and every one of our own individual abilities. It's variegated like that. We can say variegated, that has almost like a too detached or too impersonal connotation. Rather, it's particularly tailored to each one of us, our obligation. And that obligation we call by the name Dharma. What our Dharma is, what our characteristics are, what our propensities are. This is our Dharma. And that is given to us so that we may offer sacrifice or pay our obligations to the Supreme Lord, Dharma. Even the way and the method by which we as individuals can reciprocate with the Supreme Lord is given to us. This is what it means when we say, God, He controls everything. He provides everything. So whatever little talent we have, it's meant for one purpose. It's planned out for a long time, many lifetimes, for a particular purpose, to be used at a particular time. Just think how useful and fulfilled our lives become if we understand that at each moment and each day, the particular circumstance, the particular abilities that we have are all meant for pleasing the Supreme Lord. So whatever our propensity may be, we may have the manical tendency, Kshatriya tendency, Vaishya tendency, Shudra tendency. But as explained in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I'll just read a couple of verses from the second chapter. You probably know all these verses, because they're quite famous. Text number 6 through text number 9. The supreme occupation, Dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. The occupational activities of a man performs according to his own position, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They are never to be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to the sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. So the very purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam, told right at the very beginning, is that our dharma, our obligations, our relationship with the Supreme Lord must be reflected in each and every activity we do of each and every day. Sounds like a daunting task for someone like myself who comes from a culture where if at best you went to church one day a week and the rest of the time is free, it was your time. But the Vedic conception is different. The Krishna conscious conception is different. To be engaged 24 hours a day, that's Prabhupada's standard. That's Krishna's standard. And that will not only just fulfill our obligations to the Supreme Lord, but it will bring happiness to us. Whatever specific duties you have. I think that's important because especially in the pioneer days of Krishna consciousness movement, doing the needful was what we accepted and what we did. doing the needful. Actually, that is our dharma, the needful. But sometimes the particular talents, abilities, desires we had were different than the needful. At least we perceived them differently. And so unfortunately, many went away. They didn't feel this sense of fulfillment that comes from total surrender. They wanted to engage their dharma in serving Krishna. So that's unfortunate. But still, we have to engage our dharma. It doesn't change the truth. So the question then becomes, what type of dharma is best? What type of dharma fulfills our obligation to the Supreme Lord and brings us happiness and fulfillment all at one time? Paro dharma, we just read the verses in English. Paro dharma, we're told about here, ahokshaja. The Atma superseded him. What is that dharma which is the most fulfilling and the most pleasing to the Supreme Lord? That we should seek out in our life. So in this age of Kali, as Prabhupada explained in the purport, that dharma has been explained and exemplified by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be Sankirtan Yajna. Not Ashwamedha Yajna, not gold, cow sacrifice, but Sankirtan Yajna, chanting of the holy names, together in a group, congregationally, chanting the holy name. This is, in Kali Yuga, the special gift of the Supreme Lord. It's a special gift of the Supreme Lord because Golokera Prema Dana Harinama Sankirtan. It's the process that's come directly from the spiritual world into this material world. Now, dharma, ordinary dharma, is enacted through the material energy. And yes, it can please the Supreme Lord. But in Kali Yuga, we need some extra booster shot. And that is that the holy name is completely transcendental. The process of Harinam Sankirtan is completely transcendental. It's not based on any material circumstance. So if we follow that dharma, we take advantage of that, we overcome many, many problems in the performance of yajna. Just like this verse in the last several verses I've been describing. Maharaj Yudhisthira wanted to do his dharma. He's referred to in the verse here as Dharmaputra Yudhisthira. He wanted to perform his dharma by performing horse sacrifice. Three of them. And he had trouble doing that. That's the whole topic. Where you get the money to do three horse sacrifices. So he had to depend upon the arrangement of the Lord, find this gold, bring it back. It was left there with some plan in mind, bring it back, and you can perform the horse sacrifice. There's so many difficulties that are associated with performing a dharma, even by a person such as Maharaj Yudhisthira. This part of this problem of no money, the problem of providing accommodation, everything, inviting kings and sages from all over. These are all difficulties, getting Brahmins that can chant with the right meter and intonation, the Sanskrit verses. So much so that you had to have referees checking to make sure these Brahmins got it right, so they'd get the right result from the sacrifice. So much difficulty to perform sacrifice. Well, in Kali Yuga, we also face those things. But we have one disqualification. We don't even want to perform sacrifice. We have no desire to do that. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in Kali Yuga, bringing from the spiritual world Golokaya Prema Dana, Harinam Sankirtan. He's bringing a process which Losan Das Thakur describes as, what does he just say? Losan Das Thakur? Parama Karuna. Simply joyful, simply chanting and dancing. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Simply joyful. Not difficult. None of the difficulties that Maharaj Yudhisthira had to encounter in performing his Dharma. In Kali Yuga, you just perform Harinam Sankirtan. And there's no hard and fast rules how to do that. Performing a sacrifice is a very intricate matter. Everything has to be done exactly right, or the result won't be achieved. But there's no such hard and fast rules for this Harinam Sankirtan. Anytime, any place. What is that story of the person that put their tongue, tried to stop her? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself tried to stop his tongue from chanting Hare Krishna when he went into the latrine. Gopal Guru. Yeah, so he told him, he was a small boy, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you don't have to do that, because Harinam can be chanted anywhere, even in the latrine. It can't be contaminated. It's coming transcendentally from this world. It's a Purusheya. It's outside the jurisdiction of this mundane world. An ordinary Dharma. And there's the story of the Muslim. He was being gored by a bull. He was dying. What was he saying? Haram, haram. The words, it wasn't even connected. There were two different words. But the Harinam Sankirtan is so potent, so unlimited in its ability to give us Krishna praying, that even though the syllables were in different words, Harinam accepted. Accepted. The benefit was given. So all these things are given. As Lochan Das Thakur says, I must be being punished by Yamaraj because I have no attraction for this movement, this chanting and dancing, simply chanting and dancing. That's the problem. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is determined, and he's seeking out each and every one in this world individually by contact with a devotee that's engaged in Sankirtan, spreading the glories of the Holy Name. I'd like to see a survey actually done of how many people out of the 200 million people in this country, how many have had the experience, either favorable, unfavorable, some interaction with the devotee trying to give them the Holy Name, or one of Prabhupada's books. Maybe half the people can come here. how many people out of 200 million have had some interaction with someone trying, not that they did buy it, but they were trying to give them a book or something. It must be a pretty high number after all these years. Our problem is we don't want it. It's being made available very easily. This morning during kirtan, Adikarta was having a little trouble with his harmonium, was it, or just a strap or something. So, with it or without it, his kirtan is wonderful. Because chanting the holy name is not dependent upon musical instrumentation to make it potent. It may become more potent by adding those things, but it's not dependent on doing those things. Full benefit is there, so it's not a matter of instrumentation. Although it's nice doing bhajans with a harmonium. What other types of obstacles might you expect or have you experienced in chanting the holy name? Anybody can say? The mind? The mind is familiar, but mantra means delivering the mind. That's the point of chanting. Also, Prabhupada was asked one time on a morning walk, Prabhupada, what should we think about when we're chanting? Prabhupada said, think about chanting. Why are you thinking something else? It's not the purpose of chanting to think of something else. It's the purpose of chanting to hear the chanting, hear the sound vibration. And that way bypass the mind. Any other obstacles that one can think that we have in executing devotional service? Well, mundane conceptions, I think, are real. We tend to think of the holy name as some product of this material world, but as we said, Purupaya Prima Dana Harinama Sankirtan comes directly from the spiritual world. So we should chant with that faith. And you know what? Even if we can't chant with that faith, there's one thing that we can always take shelter of. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, his servant, Tal Krishnadas, was lured away from him by the Bhattataris, a group of gypsies. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went and rescued him. He went himself. He didn't say, oh, I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He gave up my company for material enjoyment. Let him have it. No, he himself went and brought him back. And then when they got back to Puri years later, he reported this incident. And he released him from his service. Tal Krishnadas was devastated. What an opportunity he had. He let it slip through his fingers. But was he done? He wasn't done, because the one thing that we should always be able to rely on, and each and every one of us should take a vow that we'll be that one thing, and that is the association of the devotee. After Tal Krishnadas was released by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was there? What was left for him? Only the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And so they took him and gave him some service to do. We're informed that the Sachi Lord Chaitanya has returned from South India. So even when we don't want, or we take and then we don't want to take, it all comes down to the association of devotees of the Lord. If we can have that association, never lose that. That's totally losing everything when you lose the mercy of the association of devotees. They'll always be there to make our performance of Dharma complete. So these are some thoughts on this today. Questions, comments, criticisms, reflections. Anything?
If everything sounds so good, but the motivation, laziness, is like, does not allow to really get excited and participate in holy name or association, it's okay, maybe later. Even though it's great golden opportunity and all, but still like, some other college influences, maybe. I can do it later.
Therefore, you require to meet a Sankirtan devotee. Sankirtan devotees, particularly the book distributors, they don't easily take no for an answer. Just like you read the story today. The devotee was every day trying, and every day he was getting pushed away. No, I don't want. Every day he was trying. And then came that fateful day, by the intervention of the Supreme Lord, that the desire of the devotee to distribute a book to that young lady was fulfilled. So although everyone was saying no, quite honestly, I can admit to you, that's difficulty for me in Sankirtan book distribution, is getting the no's. Because if you're going to be dedicated to Sankirtan book, you have to go beyond the getting the no. And so that's the mercy of the Lord. The devotees don't take no for an answer easily. So even if we're not enthusiastic, we're not as lethargic, even if we don't want, still, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his representatives will be there to give us the mercy. Any other points you want to make? One thing I'd like to ask all of your prayers for the devotee that I served with many years ago in Philadelphia. So his name was Vishnu Radnam Das. He passed away earlier this week. And so please, everyone, give your blessings to Vishnu Radnam Prabhu as he travels on from here on his path to Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnu Radha Prabhu ki jai. Shila Prabhupada ki jai.